Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. Back with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbaribip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your saver calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black, have your say, and yarn up strong, you mob. Going to jump straight in it. 33 Creative are working on the First Nations component of the fee-free TAFE campaign. 33 Creative is a proud Aboriginal and owned media and events agency that works to change hearts and minds and empowering communities through storytelling and effective communications. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Sarah Corrigan, First Nations Ambassador for 33 Creative. And on the line we have Sarah. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Sarah?
I'm on beautiful Awabakal country here in Newcastle, New South Wales.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. So let's talk about 33 Creative first. Introduce yourself and the organisation, please.
So I'm Sarah Corrigan, and I was asked by 33 Creative to be an ambassador for sharing success stories using TAFE. Free courses, yeah.
Fantastic. And you guys are working on a First Nations component of the fee-free TAFE campaign. Tell us about that.
So what happened was they've actually used my organisation as one of the case studies for that. So I had the opportunity to sort of have a yarn to them about what we do and then using that as a way to show mob the different opportunities that they've got through TAFE.
Sure, fantastic. And so the tell us about the campaign and tell us about how people can get involved and take advantage of the fee-free TAFE opportunity.
Yeah, so if you go to yourcareer.gov.au and you can type in fee-free and you'll actually find a whole range of different case studies of people who've been able to do various courses at TAFE. And when you click through there, there's actually a direct link to all the different courses and all the different Aboriginal education units as well.
And we're talking full-time and half-time courses?
Oh, we're talking all sorts of, so you've got full-time, you've got part-time, you've got traineeship. So that's one of the things I think TAFE is great about, is that flexible way of studying. So you can be working and also studying at the same time.
All right, fantastic opportunity. 33 Creative, how many on board with you guys?
I think they've got quite a large team. So mob that I've been working with, I think there's about five of them working on this project.
All right, fantastic. And for previous students who went through TAFE, do you use them as success stories and promoting the space?
Yeah, and that's definitely a whole big part of it. You can go in there on that website and actually find different success stories, different pathways people have used, and being able to access using those TAFE courses.
And when we talk TAFE courses, of course, we're talking about certificates which you can add to the resume. So it's not like university degrees as such, but they're certified certificates to add to the resume, yes?
Yeah, they definitely are. Like for myself, I've actually done Aboriginal Health Practitioner one, so that allows me to be registered with the Australian Health Practitioner Board. So they're all, everything from entry level, if you just want to see if it's for you, through to, you know, getting full qualifications.
Good. Fantastic. And, courses are open. We say the fee-free, so there's no cost for the students.
Yeah. None at all. So you don't end up with like a bill at the when you finished at it. And they're looking in particular at certain industries where they want like smart and skilled workers. So healthcare, disability, community services, which are all places mob can make a big difference to.
And we're talking students from all ages and male and females.
Yeah, definitely. So you can come in and do TAFE straight after school if that's what you want to do, or you can go back like I did myself and be a mature age student. So, and I think that's the beauty about doing it through TAFE is that you get a broad range of people there, so you're not alone and you don't feel out of place if you're just starting out or if you've, you know, gone back after having done a few things.
And the space also creates a nice network when you're catching up with other mob and you make new friendships and if not business relationships and look can open up a lot of doors, can't it?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And I think that's the thing too. You get to, like you said, it's people from a whole bunch of different backgrounds, so you might connect with them. Even you might run into family, you might connect with people in your community, and then all the way through to those really cool professional contacts that you can make as well.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thanks for sharing and big shout out, 33 Creative, fantastic. And also TAFE. And look, it is a team effort. And thank you for your yarn, Sarah. And all the best for 2024, sister.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn. That's Sarah Corrigan, her name is. First Nation Ambassador for 33 Creative. And 33 Creative is proudly Aboriginal owned media and events agency. And that works to change hearts and minds and empower communities through storytelling and effective communications. And at 32 Creative are working on the First Nations component of the fee-free TAFE campaign. So do check out their webpage. And fee-free TAFE is a joint initiative of the Australian state and territory governments, providing tuition-free courses to students wanting to train, retrain or upskill. And their involvement sees them as highlighting First Nations graduates who now work in their chosen industry. So they hope to encourage mob to take advantage of these opportunities and enrol in free TAFE courses across the nations. And as I always said, knowledge is power, but knowledge is potential power. You need to act and they use the knowledge. Like I know one lad there I went to school with, and he's got 9 degrees. Okay, well, that's too deadly, my brother. What are you, a professional student? Are you going to use the information? And that's what it's all about. Get educated, but use the information that you seek or that you get educated on. That's what it's all about. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here. National Talk Black asked the question yesterday, what does Australia Day mean to you? Give us a call, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
There is something here, so beautiful and clear. My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Hot diva, we love to rock and roll. Party, party, hot.
and the nightlife has come alive. Big crowds, small groups, and a hot looking guy. We're standing firm, got an ease, akimbo, just an attitude. We're looking cool, mean, hot, sexy, and yeah, we're hanging tall. Cause we're
Divas, Songbirds in unison here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20, Trevor Murray from the Curry. And I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbleberg Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. 1-800-422-416. Looking at the Sky News. And what's heading? Apologise or go. Indigenous leader could run against Victorian Liberals John Pesutto in his Hawthorn seat after Coalition's U-turn on treaty. The Victorian opposition is facing a potential challenge from Indigenous leader Marcus Stewart in the ultra-marginal seat of Hawthorn after Coalition revealed it no longer backed the process for treaty in the state. The Victorian opposition is facing the prospect of an Indigenous leader running against John Pesutto in his inner seat of Hawthorn after he called to the politician to apologise on resign over the Coalition U-turn on treaty. And Nilaula Bullockman of the Tangamurra Nation, Marcus Stewart, has told Sky News the Liberal leader owes an apology for the Indigenous community for the hurt and the pain caused by the Coalition changing its stood for treaty and Victoria and saying they will no longer back the process. He said the First Nation Peoples of Assembly of Victorian should have been consulted prior to the Coalition Aboriginal Affairs spokesperson, Peter Walsh, and revealing the position in an exclusive interview to Sky News Australia. So that's where it sits at the moment. So, yeah, have your say. Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. And I believe we're going to catch up with Merv. Merv is on the line, all the way from WA. Merv Eads, good morning. How are you? Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year, my brother, Trev.
All the best, my brother. All the best. And
yeah, hey,
traveling.
To you, brother.
Let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Merv?
I'm a Noongar man from Western Australia, down Albany Way, Menang, Willem and Noongar man.
Yes, good footprint, brother. And what does 2000, let's talk about 2023, the year that's gone. Kick some goals, tell me how you travelled, and then how's 24 look, brother?
Yeah, 24 looks good. 23, I'm glad it's behind me.
Okay. yeah. In the revision mirror.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, brother, in the revision mirror. It was one of them years. Okay. Yeah, and especially it was really disheartening, the Constitution stuff, brother.
Referendum, yeah.
The referendum put a sour note on the year, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
That they didn't want to recognise us in the birth certificate of this country.
Yes.
Even though their birth certificate is only 200 years old.
Yes.
And we're 60,000 years old.
Yep.
But it just showed me the entrenched racism in Australia. 60% of Australians voted not to have us in that constitution of theirs. And yeah, leading into another invasion day in a couple of days.
26th of January.
Where are we as a people?
Where do we sit?
Where is it? The first peoples of this country, where are we? We're not recognised, we're not in their constitution. What's that saying for us? I think it's really sad and an indictment politically, morally and otherwise.
Yes.
On the federal government. They should have, it should have been automatic. Shouldn't have had to go to the people. The people are racist. 60% of this country is racist. And that's the entrenched generational racism that has been embedded within them from their old people past.
And we travel through another year fighting for our existence and acknowledgement, don't we?
Yeah, Trev?
Yep. Can you hear me? Lost you.
No, Merv.
Merv, you there? Merv? Nah, lost Merv. Sorry, Merv, call me back. We'll call you. Continue that conversation. Merv Eads, First Nation man over there, Noongar man over in WA, and look, a strong activist, but works hard for our mob in the space of black people being in jail. So he does a lot of work in that space there. But we'll try and get him back. Continue that conversation, and just to find out what does 2024 looks like for him. And look for our mob. Ollie is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Like to hear what you got to say. I think we've got Merv there. You there, Merv?
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah, brother, Merv. They're listening to us, brother. They cut you off there.
Yeah, they cut me off. They did. Just a reflection on where are we as the first people of this country?
Yeah.
Not being recognised in that constitution, brother. It really did put a dampener on our people and. Mm. You know, it hit us in the heart and, you know, in the souls of our people. And, you know, that we were here for thousands and thousands of years and not to even be recognised. It was an indictment, moral, politically and otherwise,
yes,
on this country.
Okay, brother. Yep. And 2024, what's your vision there, my brother?
Oh, 2024, getting things going and, doing lots of stuff for trying to help our people, and I'm doing lots of training and that. I've got a training centre over here in Perth, WA, in Wildpool.
Good.
And just trying to train a lot of our young people up, and you know, just give them a hand up, and because that's what they need. Because if it was left to mainstream, our people will be left behind always. You know.
Yes.
And I think it's come a time where we look after our own, and we do what's best for our people.
Yes.
And, you know, lift all our young people up and give them pathways and that into doing stuff that they need to do to make them stronger and better for their families.
So we keep, paddling the ship forward and canoes forward, but that's all we can do. And we need more black success in this country and in all industries, don't we?
Oh, 100%, Trev, but we've got to be the driver of it.
True.
And not wait for anyone else and governments and all that there to do things for our people. Mm-hmm. We've got to start taking the initiative and, you know, help and lift our people up.
Yeah, true.
Because not much is changing. We still have the highest incarceration rates. Children have been ripped from their mother's arms left, right and centre right across the country. You know, our young ones are dying at very, very high rates of suicide throughout the country. And, you know, it's come to it's left upon our shoulders to lift our people up, because nothing's getting better for our people. Nothing right across the board.
Exactly.
There's no gaps being closed.
So we've got to do it ourselves, my brother. Look, thank you for your message. Great to be talking with you. We'll yarn again in 2024. Keep doing what you do, my brother. Big shout to all the Noongar mob, my brother. Thank you very much, eh?
Much love and much respect to you and all the mob over there too, Trev.
To Deadly Cuss. Bye-bye.
See you, bros.
Deadly Yarn there. That's Merv E's, Noongar Man, WA, and just voicing his opinion in regard to 2023. And what the year looks like in 2024, you can do the same as well by calling that deadly number 1-800-422-416. Yarnum with the bully one here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, a National Talk Black one-hour program. We come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumber Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Big shout-out, NERS team, Too Deadly.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, Too Deadly, that track, Island Song by Bub Thomas, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the bully one here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. BBM Bumber Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we cross the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. How deadly is this? Bummer Got Talent. We're talking about auditions, round one. Proudly sponsored by Yamba Bama Barra. And look, that's happening, I believe, up in Mareeba here in Far North Queensland. Look, we're going to catch up and have a yarn now with Sienna Hasty and also Napara and talk about this daily space, building up our mob. This event is proudly brought to you by Yamabama Barrett and sponsored by Numbai Aboriginal Corporation. Fundraising events and held in Yumba Mariba on Australia Day. Got on the line Sienna and Napara. Good morning. How are you?
Hello. Good morning.
Who's this, Sienna?
Good morning.
Yes.
Yes. Hi. Hi. I'm here. Is it Trevor?
Yes. And Napara, you got there?
Yes, it's me. Thank okay. you. Yeah, my name's Napara. Yeah.
Napara. Nice to talk to you. Who your mob were you from? Let the people know.
So I'll start. Mm-hmm. Sienna is my name. I'm the president of this newly formed Yumba Bama Burra yes. community group that okay. we've commenced in December, late December.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just decided to hold an event on the January the 26th. So this is our first event for the corporation that we've established.
Good. And it's called Bama Got Talent.
And yeah, and we're on Woolloridgi Country here in Mariba.
Fantastic. So let's talk about the talent first, Bama Got Talent. So open for anybody and everybody in all ages and whatever entertainment, whatever skills they got. Is that right?
Yeah. We just want, you know, anybody that's didgeridoo players, dancers, you know, they could be a poet, a singer, a rapper, whatever. We've got, so there's going to be two auditions.
Yes.
And the first auditions is this Friday, the 26th, and then in 1 month's time on the 26th of March, there'll be auditions round two. So if people can't make it up here to the auditions round one, they can still come on the next audition.
Yes.
And then a month after that, there'll be the semi-finals, and then a month after that, the grand finals.
Cool. So where will you be doing the auditions?
So this will be held here on Woolloridgi Country up in Yumba in Mariba.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the corner of Cummings Street and Meldrum Street, and we're just over here at the back of Mariba next to the race course. So this area of land here, Woolloridgi Country, it's quite significant, and it's a historical place of importance to the Woolloridgi people. Like the shed that we're raising funds to upgrade, it's used on a daily basis by all of the Woolloridgi people as a meeting place. And not only that, it's a place of mourning and remembering for people that have lost their lives in that particular area as well. So there's a memorial section that we would like to upgrade because it does need some love.
Yeah, fantastic.
And we just want to give the kids a bit of a playground because, you know, at the back here, it's a park, you know, and there's no playground for the kids. And you know, all the rest of Mariba has their little parks. But up over out here at Yumbas, there's no park for the mob out here.
Good.
So we thought, you know, we all parents and we love our community here, so we're just raising the funds to do it.
And bring people back to country.
Bring them back to country and give these kids too something to look forward to. Like we've got all these little fellas out there that are so excited now because they're going to come play didgeridoo, they're going to do shake leg. Some of them are going to do their little raps that they've made up and they've been working on them. And we've had some of the local boys in their bands and they've been practicing over at the church every night, getting ready for it. We got our deadly judge, Normie J. He's coming on board. He's our judge.
Good.
He's going to take a spot and highlight and do a performance this Friday to help us out and support the cause. He thought, you know, this is just too deadly. I'm right there for you, mob. So everyone here in Yumba is just biggest supporters of Normie J. His song is blasted around here 24/7. We love him, so we're very happy for him to come.
Well, we jam his music on Bama Bipper. Don't worry about that too, Deadly. Great to have him on board. Now, how do contestants, how do they be involved? How do they audition or what is the go
so
there?
So we have a Facebook page called Bama Got Talent. We've got a QR code and they can get on there and they can just scan it, you know, fill their details out and then just rock up on the day. They should send me to the Bama Got Talent page. They should send a photo of themselves because I'm going to acknowledge them, the performers, and all of our staff and everything with little posts on the Bama Got Talent page.
Good.
So, yeah, basically it's $20 if they want to audition and join it, and it's $20 if they want to come and just watch for the day.
Okay.
We've got food and stuff here, so if they pay the $20, they can get a feed as well.
Good.
If they don't pay the $20 to get in, then they got to buy their own food.
Yeah.
But there's big. We've got Lenny's Indigenous Cup Murray Kitchen. He'll be there catering, and he's just too deadly. He's always around the place for our mob, and he's donating the full price back to the fundraiser.
Yes.
So, yeah, thank you very much to Lenny's Mobile Indigenous Cup Murray Kitchen. He's just too deadly.
And all the funds and proceeds are going towards infrastructure in the park.
Yeah.
Yep. The funds are going where, sorry? Come again?
So we want to work with council, and we want to put infrastructure in our park for our children and our community to utilise. And
yes.
So a lot of the funds that will be raised on the day and throughout the event over the course of time will be put back into the community. We've just had vigilantes activity here in community.
Yes.
And so we also want to give voice, to speak into community about what kids can do if ever approached, and what, bring educational workshops to our people, but also be able to be a working group for people who are frustrated because they've had, their homes broken into. They obviously got lots of frustrations too that they need to get off the chest. But this is an opportunity for them also to come and sit down and talk to a people group to work on how we can bring solutions to the table and not problems to the community.
It sounds like a five-pronged spear, you know what I mean? Raising money, supporting youth, feeding them, entertainment, and doors could open up regarding entertainment.
The Yamabumaburra community group, we're just a whole group of like-minded individuals that have come together for the better of the Mulurudji people. We've got Joe Calopi, and he's the director of the men's group here in Mareeba. We've got Mission Australia fella, Luke?
Ross,
he works as the Indigenous support mentor for Mission Australia, and we've got
from Dolphin Savannah.
Yeah, and we've also got Auntie Colleen Wason, who's
the Mulurudji chair.
Yeah, so that's our board of directors.
Yeah, fantastic. So this is a team effort. Congratulations. So to all the mob out there, wherever you may be, Bummer Got Talent. Do check out their webpage. Yeah, webpage or Facebook page? What do you got there, sorry, for contact?
Yeah, Facebook page.
Okay, under Bummer Got Talent.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you for the yarn. Congratulations. Please do keep in touch. And big shout out to your team there. It is a fantastic effort. And look, helping our kids be active with their talent and with their life. So congratulations. Thanks for the yarn.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
one love. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn, deadly yarn. That's the Napra and also Sienna Hasty. And that's Bummer Got Talent. Do check it out. Facebook page, Bummer Got Talent. Yamba Bummerburra, that's the sponsors, that little organisation. And they only started just before Christmas last year. And they're just using that as a vehicle to get our kids active with life. You know the old saying, idle time in idle hands, devil's playground. So getting our kids, our youth, active in anything, it's a salute, hat off to them. And that's what it's all about. Across the nation, to across this planet, looking after youth by getting them active in something, whether it be sports or music, talent. In this case, Bummer Got Talent. I think it's a great idea. And look, they're doing their mob. That mob is doing their bit for the community in Mareeba. So fantastic. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? About 14 minutes left on the program. National Talk Black. Deadly number 1-800-422-416.
Too many times.
I have become the sun's for too many times.
It's my mouth. up the street, my tongue is fighting wild.
Finding out the power that is in this spine.
Finding out the power that is in this spine.
No one can make me something else that I cannot make me myself. No one can make me something else. I can't make myself in my mind. No illusion ain't gonna hold me. When you don't try to be still for the time.
Yeah, deadly voice of militia, twisting words. Yeah, that happens a lot, twisting words. And speaking of words, I can talk to a brother, got a lot of words. And that's Trevor Peckham on the line. My brother, good morning. How are you?
Yes, I'm with the joy, my big bro. Yourself?
I'm well. Happy 24, brother. Welcome, New Year.
It's going to be the magic.
Yes, brother. Yes, brother. Now, before we will let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, brother.
Yeah, well, Mullaridgee born.
Hmm.
My family's name's the Peckham family, and the other side is them Gillespies and them Ludwig mob.
Deadly.
That's where I'm from.
Yes.
Walk about here all the way along East Coast Australia. They call it the Buluru.
Buluru, my
and
brother.
And that's me. I'm the son of a Buluru.
Son of a Buluru,
and
yes.
And I walk the story of the Buluru story.
Yeah, brother.
And I think that it's important that we continue to show the story.
Exactly.
Because it also has the value of who we are and what we belong to, and we're the face of the land as land face belong us, you know?
Yep, no, too dirty, my brother.
So, yeah, my big bro. I guess I'm a family man, belong to here, and come from here.
Too dirty,
and
my
very,
brother. Yep.
Important to here.
Yes.
Just like we all are.
We are.
And being that important to here, especially our children, because they're the face of our future.
Yes.
Do you agree?
I agree, brother. Exactly. They are our future. Need to look after our young ones, and that's what it's all about, creating that that platform, that foundation for our young ones to build their empire upon.
And that's what I just heard, that the two family members up there now, Sienna Hasty, eh?
Mm, yeah, that's right. Yeah, talking about Bummer Got Talent. Yes.
Well, there it is. They got to sign me and you up there.
Thank you.
You know that we got to do that.
You know, we're natural talent, full of talent, brother.
Hey, and you know them smiles are worth gold, family.
Yeah, for sure, brother. Exactly.
You know, and that's the bottom line. And you know, one of the greatest things that, you know, people say is called preaching, you know. But I will never stop preaching. The smile is worth gold.
Yeah, exactly. So true, all brother. Right? So true.
Yeah, and when you see the smile on children, that's gold, big bro.
That is gold. Well, that's it,
and
you
that's
know.
What,
yep.
That's what wife and I have been doing for business.
Mm.
And as you said, setting platforms for our youth to go into, to have a belonging to something that they nourish from, so that they feel the energy, the power, and the spirit to do it.
Yes.
Exactly. And I think that Bummer Got Talent, that's a great idea right there, family.
Mm.
And big bro Joe, acknowledge family. I'll be up there soon. Come see you soon.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah,
that's normal.
That's
but
right.
I love it. I just got to hear that on the good news story from Mullaridgee, from Rebere.
Mm.
But as you may well know, on the Cairns Post, big bro.
Yes.
There was also a sad story come out of Mullaridgee.
Well, for our listeners, alleged Mareeba vigilance accused of binding kids' hands. And what you're talking about, this story coming out of Cairns Post, two men charged with assaulting and tying up kids they claim were on private property in Far North Queensland have faced court for the first time in the bush track of off Reynolds Street in Mareeba, where the three boys were allegedly pursued and tied up by two men. So that's the story there, and the men could be being reprimanded for that action.
Yes. So in the law, LAW, as I know it, it don't matter if you did the wrong or the right, everybody go to jail.
Mm.
That's law, LAW, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So a message that we can learn from this unfortunate true event is that, you know, if you push the envelope on either side, you go in jail.
Mm. Yep.
You know? So it don't matter if you were in the right or the wrong, big bro. The LAW in touch, that's game over, we all go to jail.
Mm.
Don't matter right or wrong, you know?
Mm.
So it's just interesting to hear such a story in 24, big bro.
Yeah, 21st century, exactly.
And 2024, with all the muster that we've done with the Indigenous and with the Voice and everything happened last year, how does the manifesto of such a sad story come to Cairns Post?
Yeah.
You know?
True.
So, you know, and that's our babies. Again, that's the face of our home here and us as the future, my big bro.
Exactly.
You know? So the one thing that I love about the family in Mulridge, they're doing this Bama Got Talent, is to awareness to community and bring that muster again of joy.
Yes.
And I believe as a community and a family, they can stamp out such actions again.
So true. Exactly. Well, the other thing that comes into play is taking the law in your own hands. And you ain't got
well,
the right to do that.
Yes. See, that's unfortunate. And that's when the LAW got in touch you too with the stick. You know? Because
exactly.
That's like I said, it don't matter if you had the vigilance to say I was in the right or the wrong, you still get in touch by the law.
Well, you don't carry a badge, so you can't be doing that.
You can't, and even the boy with a badge get done if he ain't within the rule of law, you know?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Because the law,
no one's above the law.
It will touch, big brother. So we've got to educate as we do normal, but the community has to stand as a family. And we can rid this sort of behavior from our communities. That's normal. It used to be normal. But now we've got all of the people who do things with, like, the shade. You know, I watch them American Housewives. They call it the shade. And I was thinking, interesting. I've got to find out what the hell the shade thing's about. Because I'm looking for a day and light sort of darkness shade on the ground or something, big bro.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but they were talking about the manifest of shading on other people and having shade on other people so they don't know what you're up to. That's what they're talking about, that value. Now, that seems to be the greatest thing in technology view at the moment.
Sure.
Shaded, you know?
Yes.
And that in community doesn't work, big bro, because what happens is it breeds what happened on Cairns Post front page.
Yeah, exactly.
All right? And this is what, days before Christmas, big bro?
Not good.
Right? Yeah, what, before
festive
the
season.
Lord's birthday, they decide to go and do that to the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to teach you a lesson, man.
Yeah,
what lesson is that? You're not getting presents, but you'll have this here.
You get the learning. You get the learning. You get educated.
Yeah, we can't give you a better brilliant smile before Christmas, but we can flog you and make you cry.
Tie you up then.
You get what I mean, my big bro? Community don't say yes to that. Sorry, people.
Yeah.
You brotherins that were a part of this here who think you're right or wrong, it's wrong, man. It's wrong, okay? And I'm here to say to you, as you need a voice and a face, I'll get to Mulridge. You can see my face. And I'll still say to you, it's wrong. Our community doesn't harbour. We do not accept. And we shall not continue to see such things because it's not wanted in this world today, consciousness today of this world, eh, big bro?
True
with
that,
the technology, the knowledge that's made us all aware of what's real, true, you know, what's going on. You can't pretend you're naive anymore, eh?
Exactly.
You know? And naive to people in this town that, you know, can get up to them sort of things, they need to be ushered into light, man.
Well, laws are there to protect us, you know, protect us all.
Yeah. And as a community, that's our value. That's right, big bro, you know? And we got to keep those values because only us as the people of the Omia, the communities, can actually uphold that value, you know, which is a community value. And I think the word common and the word common sense comes from the value of, like, the common way in the sense of how someone would do it in that populace or that area or that town changes to vary to suit them, you know. So the common way you do that way or the sensible way, at the end they call it common sense way to do it, big bro.
Yeah, so true, brother. So true.
You know? So you can't tell me you don't have common sense no more, you know? Before Christmas, do that to little young fellas, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I had young fellas the other day going across that old Nenna's country, you know? And I said to him, I said, the thing is, boy, you know, the nun can't move out of there, so she's inside there freaking out. Then she have an unfortunate moment, then you get in trouble for that value. Does that make sense? Oh, no one ever said that to me before, Uncle. I never thought about that before.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
So what was the lesson I learned from that, big bro, is that they said that the family's elders, as in the older siblings, and older people in their community homes are lacking in the connection of you, show you, no longer say I never showed you how to wash up. That's how you wash up now. I showed you.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yep, fundamentals.
And now they can't say it anymore. Uncle, you didn't show me how to wash up.
Mm.
But I did. See, so then they lose that argument, big bro. Yeah,
that's right, exactly.
Yeah, so I think those values that we have, they got to be made more stronger. Mm. I love it, big bro.
Mm.
I think that us as a people are starting to really get into mustering into our own businesses.
Yes.
I think the world
of Australia... But you've stepped into that space,
really,
haven't you? Yes.
Yeah, Australia's been really waiting for us to get into that frame because that's really our frame we got to make.
Exactly.
You know, my big bro. I think you're starting to cherish the values of all the flowers and the businesses growing.
Yep, big time, brother. We have to continue this yarn, bro. Got to go to the news, my cuss.
At the Indigenous Expo, big bro.
Too deadly, brother. That's our Trevor Peckham, yarning up strong, adding to the conversation for 2024. Trendy Trevor going to sign off you, mob. Back tomorrow. Deadly number 1-800-422-416. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And now we're going to finish with Isaac and Elijah. A new song, Yawo. So there it is. Fitting word. Yawo.